Have you seen your papers?
I don't think I have them on me.
In that case, we'll have to ask you to come along.
From Casablanca to today, a demand to produce personal documents can be uncomfortable. But post-pandemic, it's something we'll all likely to have to get more and more comfortable with. We could be asked to show proof we've had the shots in order to get on an airplane, go to a concert, or go back to work. Joining me now is medical ethicist Arthur Kaplan, a professor at NYU. So explain why you think, basically, that this is the future and we should be comfortable with it.
Well, I'm sure that the future holds vaccine passports for us, partly to protect against the spread of COVID and it rebounding. There are many countries, as you were discussing earlier, that have low rates of COVID: Australia, India, Nigeria, some countries improving fast, Great Britain, the U.S., other countries lagging and trying to do lockdowns. As vaccines become available, the best way to control the spread, the best way to control new outbreaks and perhaps even new variants is to demand proof of vaccination before entry. And you know, it's not a new idea. We have it for yellow fever. There are about more than a dozen countries that say you can't come in if you haven't been vaccinated against yellow fever, and many others require you to show proof of vaccination if you transit through those countries.